How to Raise a Healthy Gamer, End Power Struggles, Break Bad Screen Habits, and Transform Your Relationship with Your Kids. This is the author, Alok Kanojia, MD, MPH. Introduction. You know your child, right? You've had them in your life for quite some time. You raised that kid, you kissed their bruised knees, you tucked them into bed every night, and you made them eat their broccoli. Over time, you helped them with their multiplication tables, maybe taught them your trademark hookshot and how to clear the breakfast dishes. You've loved them through thick and thin, and you've tried to teach them your values along the way. But when that same beloved kid starts playing a lot of video games, they seem to morph into someone else. Suddenly, they aren't your sweet, bright, obedient, funny, mischievous kid anymore. They become moody and irritable, and their mood swings feel more like the kind of temper tantrums they stopped throwing at age 6. When they've been playing a lot of video games, they can turn into someone almost, dare I say, vicious. No doubt as the fight to control your child's gaming drive has escalated, so too has the tension in your home. Your concern grows the more unrecognizable your kid becomes. Even when the problem is relatively small scale, far from full-blown addiction, there can be frustration. Because when gaming use intensifies, things that used to be easy, like getting them to come down for dinner, get a lot harder. You think you're just doing some basic things, which you've done for a long time, like trying to get them to walk the dog, and they're yelling at you like you just grounded them for a month. Your child is furious, you're frustrated, and you don't understand what's going on. Everything, everywhere, all at once. It seems as though video games have cropped up around us like mushrooms, and the associated problems, not just addiction, but the shortening of attention spans, have skyrocketed too. And like any invasive species being introduced into a new environment without any regulation, the new species has spread rapidly. Unfortunately, we have precious few safeguards in place to protect us against harmful technology. Policymakers, medical providers, and tech companies have, at best, been asleep at the wheel, and at worst, have knowingly created more and more addictive products, carefully studying the landscape to gain an edge on us and on society as a whole. These companies are constantly trying to build a bigger, better, more engaging product, and our protective institutions just haven't been able to keep pace. That's because anything we have to offer that might counter the spread, academia, government, operates on slower cycles. Research studies on, say, how technology affects the brain or how harmful screen addiction could be take 3 to 5 years to complete. Those studies have to pile up in bigger and bigger stacks, then be independently verified before institutions such as the American Psychological Association, APA, will start to make recommendations. Once they make recommendations, it can take 1 to 2 years at a minimum to implement them. Eventually, those changes enter the curriculum of new trainees, who will then spend anywhere between 4 and 10 years in training. And only then will this knowledge be available to the general public. Meanwhile, the biggest gaming and tech companies are specifically designed to be as agile and innovative as possible. Fortnite, one of the most popular games among the younger teenage set, with over 400 million registered users, is updated every 2 weeks. Every 2 to 3 months, the game releases an entirely new season, essentially a brand new world for players to discover. How on earth could we possibly keep up with that? If you're listening to this book, you are likely feeling this kind of dismay. You have a child you feel is spending too much time playing video games. Or you have a child with whom you argue a lot about the time they spend playing video games. Or you have children who are begging you to let them start playing and you want to get ahead of what you think could be a problem down the line. Whatever brings you here, I can help. Takes one to know one. I grew up playing video games, just as your kids are. I actually played a lot of video games, starting in middle school all the way through high school. By the time I went off to college, my habit had escalated to an alarming extent. As my parents will attest, I nearly flunked out of college for playing too often. Unfortunately, I'm not exaggerating. My first year of college, I managed to creep by with less than a 2.0 GPA. My second year wasn't a whole lot better. That was the year I stayed up so late playing video games one night, I slept through my Spanish final. I didn't even try to explain to my professor what happened. I just kind of ghosted him in the whole mortifying situation. My gaming was clearly a problem.